friends. I'm with family members.
Hello. Hi, Anna. Nice to see you.
Hey. You too.
There's Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see who else is coming in today. Good. They're coming in. That's great.
Thank you for doing this, Georgina.
Yeah, I do it every Friday.
I know. Thank you. I can't always come, but I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It just, you know, it's my service, my gift, my whatever. Oh, there's Harriet. Welcome, Harriet.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's Leslie.
Morning.
Good morning. Do you have snow in Santa Fe, Harriet? We have
yes,
snow.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We had more of it yesterday. Some of it's melting.
Oh, we've got, no, we're not melting.
You don't have the melting dryness, huh?
Yeah, we're not melting. Oh, we're getting more or something. I don't know. I keep telling myself, and my sister sends me pictures. She lives in Israel. And she sends me pictures of her garden, and she's got blossoms everywhere.
And where is that?
And I sent her the pictures out of my window with all the snow on the trees. And I said, these are Canadian blossoms right now. But she's got these great apple blossoms and cherry blossoms in her garden, and it looks so beautiful. Yeah. And she's in Israel, just outside, on a kibbutz, just outside Jerusalem.
Oh.
Yeah. Been there for years. Years and years. Hi, Chris. Oh, look who's here. We're getting lots of people this morning. Good people I haven't seen for a while.
Hello.
Hi. There's Sue. Eva. Who's saying hello to me? Wave, wave. Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi.
And there's Lynn.
Hello.
I'd love to see your faces, Sarah and Ashna and Genevieve. Yeah, I really do want to see your faces. I don't care about your hair. Some people say my hair looks terrible. And then they coming in. I don't care. I just want to see faces. Yeah, it's so good to see faces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great. You're the single man again today. One man. We got one guy today.
Good, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Yeah, it means you're going to have to buy us all lunch.
Yeah, there you go. Well, come on out to Alberta.
Okay. All right. Now just wait a couple of minutes. Oh, more people going in. Great. Morning, Lainey.
Hi.
Hi. Cindy. Who's O? I've got an O. Oh.
Don't know.
Don't know. O, can you introduce yourself? Hi.
Sorry, technical difficulties. my name is Olga.
Olga. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Okay. Well, people coming in. Great. That's funny. Okay. Morning, Fanny.
Morning.
And there's Laura.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Sarah, good morning. Afternoon. Whatever. People are in different parts of the world. And what time is it in Santa Fe?
It's 11
a.m.
I right? mean, no. I'm. What time is it? It's 10.
10 a.m.
10, yes.
In Alberta, what time is it, Kirk?
Oh, it's 10:02. Yep.
Oh, so you got, did you know that you were the same time as Santa Fe?
I didn't think about it, but it could be.
It's mountain time.
Mountain time, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, let me get some other people in. So Yuri's here, or you're going to be not alone, Kirk. So that'd be great.
2 hours difference from Toronto.
Yeah.
Wow, 27 participants.
Good morning, Rosemary from Florida.
Hello.
You're bragging because you're wearing summer clothes and we are freezing here.
It's really hot today. I don't want to tell you how hot it is.
Don't tell us how hot it is. We don't want to know. Rosemary went swimming with the dolphins the other day and sent a picture.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It was wonderful. One of the best experiences of our life.
Great. Yeah, I bet. Okay, well, this is going to be another experience in your life as you're going to meet your archetypes and learn how to use them, I hope, if you so choose. Or you can just close your eyes and go with the flow and see how you feel. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Georgina. Thank you for the invite.
So when you're ready, just mute yourself, please, and close your eyes. That's right. And just begin to follow your breathing. Becoming aware of the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of your out-breath. And give grateful thanks to your breath that allows you to be here on this planet at this time, to love and be loved, to delight in the beauty around you, and feel the presence of each other here in this space. Following your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. The rhythm of your breath connecting you to the rhythm of the planet. The ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, and the change of the seasons, all connected to the rhythm of your breath, rhythm of your breathing, the rhythm of life. And just notice how every third out breath allows your mind and body to slow down just a little more and a little more. Nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. This is your time, this is for you. Nobody wanting anything, nobody needing anything. This is for you. That's right. And should you need to move your body, it just allows your muscles to relax even more and slow down, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very, very good. In a short while, that may seem like a long while, we're going to be discovering your archetypes, parts of you that drive you subconsciously, where you automatically default without realizing it. But you're going to discover those parts of you that you can use to enhance your current life. But in the meantime, follow your breath. And as you follow your breath, allow yourself to drift and float. As I count from 1 to 20, allowing all the muscles in your body to relax. Starting from the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Counting down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relaxing down. 6, 7, 8. Slowing down. Just a little more, and then a little more. 9, 10, 11. Deeper, deeper down. 12, 13, 14, 15. All the way down, down. 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And find yourself in a place where you feel really safe. In your mind's eye, see it or imagine it. Just allow yourself to be there in any way that works for you and is right for you. It can be a real place or imagined place. It can be outside or inside. For some people, it's a beach. For others, it's a favorite chair at home. Or a garden. Or a cottage. Or a beloved parent's or grandparent's kitchen. Whatever's yours, it works for you. Find it. Know that this is your safe place and you can come to this place at any time. Good. As you allow yourself to sink down, down, down into this place, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very, very good. Now, using the power of your imagination, I'd like you to bring into your mind's eye, whether you see it or imagine or pretend you see it, a large boardroom table. Or if it works better for you, a large kitchen table. Because we're going to invite your archetypes in to sit around that table. Archetypes are just parts of you because we're all many, many parts. So make sure you have enough chairs around the table. And we're going to call in the parts of you, and you can choose which belong to you and which don't. I'll just read out to you the 12 main archetypes that we all have somewhere in us, but you choose the 5 or 6 that you need and want as your advisors. So the first one is the ruler. The ruler shows up. Imagine what he or she looks like. Powerful. They're the ones that have direction and can direct you to a place that you want to go. A part of you that loves power. They need to control not only their environment, but sometimes everybody around them. And they feel lost when they can't control. And if that part of you and that's your archetype, sit the ruler at the table and notice how he or she is dressed. And now we move to the wise one or sage. Sage is connected to ancient wisdom. Sometimes they're just academics or experts, but often that sage is tuned into your intuition, the wisdom of your elders. So if that's part of you, seat that part of you at the table. Notice how it's dressed. Then we have the innovator, the magician, the visionary, the person that makes magic, can make change easily and effortlessly. It can also be a psychic or a healer, the magician. If that's part of you, seated at the table. And then there's the joker. that kid part in you that enjoys the magic in life. Finding fun everywhere, likes to giggle, likes to have fun, and makes fun. Makes that a part of life. Chooses to have it in life. Fun. Then comes the creator. Creator, the artist, the inventor, writer. The creator that creates beauty in all its forms, whether it be a garden or knitting or cooking, or a creator, an innovator, a person who makes something out of nothing quite often. And often they move to a different beat of the drum. Lots and lots of ideas. Not all the ideas are successful, but lots of them. If you have a creator, sit them at the table. And next to the creator, we have the rebel. That part of you that says, no one's going to tell me what to do, including me. The rebel is impulsive, usually, impetuous, and determined to be right. If they have a choice between being loved and being right, they'll choose being right. Is that part of you? If it is, that rebel, sit them at the table. We can use what they bring. Maybe the explorer is one of your archetypes. The explorer, the seeker, is always escaping from boredom or being trapped. Is there a part of you that needs to keep moving? Is there a part of you that always needs to find something new? Is there a part of you that avoids patterns, habits, familiarity in relationships, at work? You have to keep moving, discovering new things. What about the caregiver? Is that one of your archetypes? The person who volunteers for everything? Compassionate and generous. But if you're not careful, you can become a doormat or someone with no boundaries. If that's part of you, seat them at the table. We need them to be there. And next to the caregiver is the hero, who needs to be seen as strong and courageous, rescuers. Quite often you choose a career that rescues others. Firefighters are heroes. They need to be seen as strong and courageous. And there's the lover with an open heart. Or they can become a love addict with the greatest fear of being alone. The lover desires deep relationships, maybe temporary, but have to love lots of them with everyone. Seat them at the table and notice how the lover is dressed. You may have part of you that's the orphan who needs community, needing to belong, to be with the crowd. Maybe you don't do emotionally well alone. The orphan often joins community groups, sometimes gangs, or groups that are politically driven. And then finally, there's the innocent, the naive, the dreamer, the optimistic one. You always find the beauty in everything around you. So that's part of you. Seat them at the table and look around your table and notice all the different parts of you that are around the table. All blessed, all helpful in some way, all useful, all good. Now we know how to use them. because most often when we are faced with a situation that needs a decision, we default to one way of thinking. With these beings, these parts of us around the boardroom table or the kitchen table, we can get different points of view from ourselves. So think of a question or a situation or a problem you would like an answer to, and take that question to all those parts of you and notice the different answers you'll get from the rebel, creator, victim, all the different parts all come up with a different answer. The lover, the hero, the orphan. Take your time. Make sure you ask the joker and the innovator and the creator. Also include the rebel. Because if you don't include the rebel, that part of you will disrupt everything. If that rebel is around your table, make sure you use them. And I'll be quiet for a few moments to let you process your question and your answer. Good. Good. You may have some answers that argue with each other. That's all right. Take them, all the answers, and put them in your heart. And at this time, appreciate and realize and recognize in your life the presence, the power, and the light in your soul and your heart. And realize that you're never alone, that your soul is brightness and belonging and connects you to the rhythm of the universe and the rhythm of all of your parts, your archetypes. So have respect for your individuality and difference. And realize the shape of your soul is unique and that you have a special destiny here. That behind the facade of your life, there's something beautiful and eternal happening. And learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation which the Creator sees you. Every day. Give thanks to the Creator for allowing you to be here on this planet at this time, to use all of your parts for the benefit of humanity, your family, those you love, the unloved ones in your life, and yourself. And call to mind someone you know now who's having a difficult time. Bring that person to you in front of you. Get a feeling for their presence and offer them the phrase of, may you live in safety, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. And when we say this, aiming our heart in this way, we're opening ourselves to the possibility of including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent, And ultimately, we open in this way to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without separation. All people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us. All beings on the earth, in the air, in the water. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Ah, feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, either side of you, behind you, above and below. As the heart extends in countless ways, leaving no one and nothing out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. As we call now on the Creator, we ask that all DNA at all levels of existence are now repatterned and restructured to the best possible frequency and level. At all levels of existence, we ask that any negative DNA damage and manipulation is repaired. And we ask that all 12 helixes of DNA be activated with 100% pure light. Now. And so it is. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I do, gently and slowly, bring yourself back to full awareness. And allow any pain and negativity you're holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, or cell memory be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with the Creator's light surrounding you and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. As I count down now from 10 to 1, just slowly and gently bring yourself back into your body. If necessary, lowering your vibration and gently and easily come on back. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, wiggle your toes and your fingers. 5, 4, 3, shrug your shoulders. 2, and 1. Gently, slowly open your eyes and bring yourself back. Back on camera too, please. And back into this room. Good. Good. Are you sure everybody's back? Yolanda, are you back with us? Good. Okay, good. Anna, you okay? Okay, good. Good. Bonnie, come on back. I see you. Okay. Any questions or concerns, comments? Anybody have any surprises with their archetypes? I didn't realize how big and strong my rebel was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was in armor and he was sitting at a table with a big spear. Don't you fight with me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The rebel was, my rebel was big and strong. Yeah. Comments, concerns, thoughts?
Can you list those quickly, just the archetypes, so I can write them down?
This has been recorded, so you can go on the recording, should you wish, on a podcast.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Yes.
I found that I kind of blended some of my archetypes.
Okay.
They were melanges. They were like a little bit of this one, a little bit of that one. And that worked for me.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, super. Okay, great.
I kind of was reminded of the nights of the round table.
Yes.
And I kept coming up with the word respect, because I think the different parts of us have to kind of respect each other. So certain archetypes are called for at a certain time, and the others must step back, and there has to be a sort of respect. And the other idea was that you can't really be lonely when you are surrounded by these wonderful parts of you.
Great. Yes, it's true. When you realize how magnificent you are, truly magnificent, and how connected we all are, you're never alone. There might be times where you feel a little off, but remember those parts of you. I mean, Lainey, that was a lovely reminder. Thank you. Remember that table, all those people sitting around the table. Anything else? Anybody else? Would love to hear from you.
I found that with some, I identified very quickly, and yes, that's me. Mm-hmm. Some were sort of half-half, and many were definitely not. So my question was, how do we react to the archetypes of other people that maybe are in contrast to ours?
Well, what you do is operate from your sense of values. That's what my, it's not what my book is about, but I talk a lot about working from your sense of values, because once you live according to your values, you'll treat everybody the same. So if one of your values is kindness or respect or whatever, you'll just move into that and operate that way.
Also find that opposites attract.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes they attract and they serve each other well, and sometimes they don't. Yeah. Harriet, you had a question or comment.
You have good memory. First, I was going to say that it's pretty crowded at the table, because I have some of all of them.
Okay. And
then if I need to make a decision, they all want to talk at once. sometimes I have to fitter out what's appropriate for the moment. And I wanted to say I really love the part of the blessing that is live my life with ease, because that makes me tearful when I hear that.
Good.
Because it's something that I would like to experience a lot more of in my life, is living my life with ease.
Well, maybe when every morning when you wake up, you say to yourself, today I will live my life with ease.
Okay.
The other thing, you might want to give your archetypes a talking stick. Right? And let them pass it around the table. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'll use an Indian.
Yes.
Stick with feathers on it, or maybe I'll make a new one just for those at the table.
That's right. Yes. And I don't know who you give it to first, but you start off with it in your hand and you say, this is what this is, and you explain it, and you pass it on and say, now it's your turn, and let them go around the table with a talking stick. There they go. Okay. Anything else before we close for the day? Oh, somebody's messages here. Let me check. What's this? Oh, that's the recording, yeah. Okay, there it is, yeah. Oh, thank you. Whoever posted that's great. Any other comments or questions before we close for the day? I must say I appreciate you being here. It's lovely spreading this light, spreading the energy. it's so important that we bring some light into the world where it is right now. So everything you do helps raise the bar just a little so we can look for the beauty in each other's and in life generally. Okay. Who sent me a message? Let me go into messages. Oh, I've lost my messages. Oh, there you go. Okay. Chat. Let's see if there's a question here. I need to go. No, it's all right. All good. My rebel convinced everyone else to pack up and go to Ottawa. Well, let's not go there because I don't want to get into politics, okay? Particularly when I don't agree with the politics. I'll get into it if I do agree, which is funny. That's the part of me that's a rebel, of course. Okay. All right, so thank you, everyone, and see you next Friday if you so choose.
Thank you.
Stay safe and wear your mask, please. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.